WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, it's Taylor Reed here, and welcome back to Mind Training. Today we're diving into something super important: self-forgiveness, especially when you're dealing with past trauma. You know that feeling when a mistake from years ago keeps replaying in your mind? Or maybe you haven't fully let go of guilt or shame over something that happened. We all have those moments, and holding onto them can actually be more damaging than the original hurt itself. Think about it, are we truly doing ourselves any favors by dwelling on past pain? Holding on to anger, resentment, and self-blame doesn't just keep us stuck in the past, it prevents us from moving forward and experiencing the joy and fulfillment life has to offer. Now, before you roll your eyes and say, easier said than done, hear me out. Self-forgiveness isn't about condoning your actions or pretending nothing happened. It's about acknowledging what went down, learning from it, and choosing to move on with compassion for yourself. It's like giving yourself a digital delete button on those old, negative files clogging up your system. Here are 5 key takeaways that can help you start your journey towards self-forgiveness. 1. Recognize the harm. First step is honestly acknowledging the pain you caused yourself or others. This isn't about beating yourself up, it's about taking ownership of your actions and understanding their impact. Remember, even if you didn't intend to hurt anyone, the consequences are real. 2. Separate yourself from your past actions. Think of it this way. You're not that person anymore. You've grown, learned, and hopefully changed since then. Don't let your past actions define who you are today. We all make mistakes. What matters is how we learn from them and choose to move forward. 3. Practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a close friend going through a tough time. You wouldn't judge them relentlessly for their past, right? So why do we do that to ourselves? Be gentle, be patient, and remember that healing takes time. 4. Make amends where possible. If your actions harm someone else, take genuine steps to apologize and make amends. This isn't about expecting forgiveness, it's about taking responsibility for your actions and showing a willingness to repair the damage you caused. 5. Focus on your growth. Remember, self-forgiveness is not about forgetting what happened. It's about accepting your past, learning from it, and choosing to focus on your growth and progress. Celebrate your victories, big and small, and keep moving forward with intention and purpose. Ever been in a situation where you messed up royally? Maybe you said something hurtful to a friend or made a decision that had negative consequences. You probably felt a wave of guilt, shame, and maybe even regret. Now imagine carrying that weight around for years, letting it poison your thoughts and actions. Not a good place to be, right? Let me tell you a story about someone who struggled with this, my friend Sarah. She made a terrible mistake in college, something she deeply regretted. For years, she carried the weight of that mistake, constantly replaying it in her mind and letting it affect her self-worth. It was holding her back from pursuing her dreams and building healthy relationships. Finally, she decided to seek therapy and started working on forgiving herself. It wasn't easy. There were moments of doubt, anger, and even pain, but she kept pushing forward, focusing on the lessons she learned and the positive changes she wanted to make in her life. And guess what? Sarah blossomed. She started to forgive herself, which allowed her to move on with confidence and clarity. She's now pursuing a career she loves and building strong, supportive relationships. So remember, self-forgiveness isn't about erasing the past, it's about learning from it and choosing to create a brighter future. It's a journey, not a destination, so be kind to yourself along the way. You deserve peace and happiness. Ready to take action? Start by identifying one past mistake you're still holding on to. Write it down, acknowledge the pain it caused, and then focus on what you've learned from the experience. And remember, sharing your story can be incredibly powerful. Consider talking to a trusted friend or family member about your journey towards self-forgiveness. Let's break the silence and support each other as we navigate this incredible journey called life. See you in tomorrow's episode for more mind training.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.